Oh my gosh. Hi. What's going on? So, oh my gosh, it's 11:11. I said I was gonna record earlier because tomorrow I gotta work tomorrow for one. And then too, it's Sunday, so I gotta clean in the morning when I get up. So I gotta get up at like 5. I gotta clean. I gotta just reset all my shit, make sure everything is nice and tidy. And I wasn't gonna have time to do this, so I just wanted to get it out the way. I hope everyone is doing well. I really don't even know what to talk about anymore because it's like I'm figuring life out as it comes, but I just want to talk about some things that I'm noticing. Okay, so last episode, I was talking about, for one, I was tired. I ain't had no sleep. And I feel like I didn't really get into the things that I wanted to get into. Like, I gave like a generalized outlook. I don't even know how to say it, but pretty much like a generalized, you know what the fuck I'm trying to say, outlook of what was going on. Is that right? I wonder, can I Google and do this at the same time? I think I can. Hold on. I Google everything. The other day, I'm like, what's the difference between used to and used to? Like, what the fuck do I use? I Google everything. Hold on. Generalized outlook meaning. A generalized outlook refers to a broad or comprehensive view or attitude towards life situation or a specific topic. It encompasses one's overall perspective, including their beliefs, expectations, and feelings about what is likely. Okay. It's the way a person generally tends to view things. I think that's kind of wrong. I don't think that's the right meaning. With a positive general shapes, nah, hold on. General outlook. Anyway, that's not right. But I feel like y'all know what I'm trying to say. Like I gave like a, it's not really, I guess it's brief. I didn't really dig deep into it. Like pretty much. So anyway, why the fuck did I just do a whole Google search? I'm losing it. I'm fucking losing it. Anyway, I hope that everyone is doing fine. So, one thing that I'm noticing about me in this new like era of my life, out of survival mode, just trying to figure out life without all of the bullshit that I had going on that was within. I'm really trying to learn how to have grace for other people because it's like I don't want to become dogmatic. Is dogmatic? See, I need to stop using fucking words that I don't really know. Like, I don't want to become judgy, you know, because it's like when you overcome things, when you go through things, you go through things and you overcome those things. You are supposed to have extend grace to people that haven't really made it out of those things that you made it out of. Exhibit A. So the type of person I am, people come to me and tell me everything, like the craziest shit. Like it's like I'm a magnet for people to like tell me their problems and all of that. It's been like that all my life. So it's like I'm hearing shit that people are telling me, and I'm thinking to myself, like, damn, you slow for real. And I know that's wrong because I was once there. It's like you supposed to have grace for people because you were once them. So I'm trying to figure out not to be like, they don't know I'm judging them, but it's like I know I'm judging them. I'm thinking like, damn, you too old to be thinking like this, and you too, and it's just not right. So I'm trying to really figure out a way to stop being like that. Cause it's really not right. And it be the craziest things. Like, how you know this isn't... Yeah. But I didn't know.
My bad.
I was eating something and it's like stuck in my mouth. Anyway, I didn't know. So it's like, you should be more delicate towards those kind of situations. Another thing is, I'm not really settled in the fact that I've done so much work on myself and I've like came to the point that I'm at now. Like, I don't know if I told y'all, but I'm like, I voice record, I journal, and I have journals from like years ago, like 2020, 2021, like those kind of journals. And I just listened to an audio recording that I had last year. I think it was July 11th. And it's like the shit that I do now was the stuff that I've been doing. Like, I was talking about how I pray over my coffee. So first thing in the morning when I like the first thing that I consume, you know how people pray over their food. So I have coffee in the morning. So I pray over my coffee. And I think, I don't know if I was just starting to do that, but it's like, damn, I do that now. And it's like, those things really do work. It just really shows how consistent I've been in this. I was talking about how I'm just seeking, like, you know, meaning and for my life and just, you know, really trying to be in alignment and be in tune with my divine purpose. Like, I've been doing this shit and it's so crazy because it's like, when you're constantly trying to get to a point or chasing something, you really have to sit back and really express gratitude for the journey and just really be grateful. Like, damn, I came a long way. I'm so fixated on elevating and just my potential. Like, I know I can be doing better. I know I can be doing this, that I'm not really expressing gratitude for how far I've come. Like, I came a damn long way, for real, for real. Like, all jokes aside. Oh, I'm drinking some wine and it's probably a bad idea. It's double XL. It's a horrible idea, but fuck it. We've all. But yeah, like, it really is another side. It's like when you're going through it, you just kind of just praying and you just really focus, fixated on the light, that when you actually come out of it, it's like, damn, I'm really out of it. So I'm trying to really get to know me outside of all the bullshit. But I'm like, I feel like I'm missing the part about gratitude. I'm missing the part of like, damn, yeah, as you really came a long way. And this is just solely based off your dedication to growing and just becoming the best version of yourself and just really like cutting shit off completely. And I wasn't really going to speak on it. I wasn't going to make this episode about like, I guess like cutting off family members, but I recently disconnected from a sibling. And this is like, you know how people have distant siblings, like, you know, like, oh, that's my sibling on my daddy's side or whatever. Like, no, this is my sibling. And it's like, I feel like that's when I was talking about grief in the last episode, that's like a really big, like, that's like 90% of the grief that I've been dealing with, because it's like, we do not understand that when you grow and evolve, the people that aren't in alignment with you is not just like friends or like relationships, like family is included. And I'm not gonna act like, you know, I'm not hurt or whatever, because I am hurt. And I be hurt cutting off anybody, because it's like, damn, like, why you just couldn't? But sometimes you just have to just make the hard decisions and be okay with it at the end of the day. Like, feel what you're going to feel, but at the end of the day, be okay with it, because you know that is something that you needed to do to grow and evolve and expand. So that's something that I'm going through right now, growing through right now. And it's going to be all right. You know, shit, I came to this world alone anyway. So it's going to be fine. And it's just a representation of how serious I am about just operating as my highest self. Like, blood is not thicker than peace. I don't give a fuck. It's just not. You know, and sometimes we be having these, we feel like we're obligated to do things because people are family, or we obligated to put up with stuff because people are family. But it's just, it's really not that deep. You know, of course, when you're, family is supposed to be a certain kind of way, but that, just because you're blood related to somebody, that doesn't mean that they're exempt from hurting you or like needing to be cut off. It's just what it is. And it's no hate. It's no, like, I want everybody to win, prosper, grow, like be in tune with their highest selves and just live the life that God has for them, but just not with me. And I'm not going to act like I won't see the sibling and not speak. Like, it's not that kind of thing. Hey, how you doing? What's up? But as far as like a close knit relationship, I'm not on that. You know, it's just moving forward, doing what I got to do, and just knowing that what they say, God is a mother to the motherless, a father to the fatherless, shit, a sister to the sisterless, a brother to the brotherless. Like, I'm perfectly fine, but I'm not going to ignore the fact that it happened. You know, I'm not going to push it to the side or suppress it. Like, it's what I'm going through. It's something that's happening, and okay, it's cool. But anyway, yeah, so it really pays to just be dedicated, you know. And also another thing that I'm learning, or something that I've learned about myself, since I don't have like a lot of those feelings inside anymore, like I've been doing heavy shadow work, and it's like I'm not exempt from flaws, whatever, like I'm still heavily flawed, just not in that kind of way anymore. But I don't know if I said this before, but I seen something where it was saying that anger is a secondary emotion. So meaning like I'm sad, so because I'm sad, anger comes after that. So pretty much like I've learned to like not even get mad and just be like, I'm sad or I'm disappointed. You know what I mean? Because that's really what it is. I'm not upset at you. I'm just disappointed that you did X, Y, and Z. So it was like me being comfortable with just being disappointed, me being comfortable with just being sad. Like, I don't have to get upset. I could just be like, I'm sad, I'm mad, or not mad, but I'm sad, I'm disappointed, I'm hurt. And just, you know, kill all the extra beating your ass and all of that. Like, I don't want to do any of that. I just want to be disappointed. If I'm disappointed, I'm disappointed. And that's okay. I hope this is making sense. I just really don't know anymore. Like, I don't know what to. I'm just figuring it out. I guess the whole point of this is to really just talk about how it is a light at the end of the tunnel. Like, the work does work. Prayers work. You know, just be consistent and be willing to release whatever you need to release. You know, like, I had to release a whole big portion of my life. Like, me, I'm sure everybody know, like, trucker money is good, especially if you don't have any kids or like, you know what I mean? It's really good. And it's like me having to let that go because it just wasn't in alignment. It wasn't fulfilling me. And the ways that I needed. And I didn't understand at that time. You know, I just knew I was unhappy. I knew I just felt like, you know, I was making all this money and still not feeling fulfilled. Like, I knew that, you know, but I didn't expect it to be like, damn. But that's okay, shit. But I had to give up a big portion of my income. Like, that was huge for me. And now it's like, I'm fine, you know, I'm comfortable. But that was something, you know. And then, like, relationships. The relationships is cool, but, like, a sibling, I didn't see that in my bingo cards, but it is what it is. Shit happened. And you just got to be willing to make those hard sacrifices and those necessary changes. Shit, I had to give up, you know, a whole rent-free, I ain't gonna say bill-free because I had to pay bills, but, you know, when I was living in North Florida, all I had to pay was lights. I didn't have to pay water because it was well water. I was living in the country. Food, you know, now I'm paying everything. Rent, motherfucking lights, everything. And, you know, sometimes it's the price you pay for peace. And that's fine. I'm fine with it. And I know that, you know, because God sent me through this, that He also will sustain me in this. And I don't want to make it seem like life is hard or like I'm just without, because I'm not. You know, I live a very abundant life. Abundance may not look like, you know, what it used to look like, what I used to, like, my, how can I say this? What abundance meant to me in the past, abundance to me is a peace of mind. It's coming home. You know, it's quiet. It's comfortable. It's clean. I flick the light. The lights come on. I got my herbs. I got healthy food. You know, I get to pray. I get to do whatever the fuck I want to do. I go to work. I come home. I'm in my right mind. Like, this is abundance, you know, and this is a start for me. As I get more, I don't know if I told y'all, but I started going to college, like sometime last year. And this is what I realized by myself. I cannot pursue something that I'm not interested in. So what I did was I started my business. My business is like, had my business in my mind, but I wanted to know the ins and the outs. So I went to school for, I started going to school for business. So I took a couple business classes, and I told y'all how, like, I didn't really get to go to college after I graduated because I had so much going on. Like, I just kind of jumped off the porch and I had a lot to do. Like, I didn't have time for school. So I just was like, okay, I'll go to college, go back to college and do this and do this, be official. So I was going to college for business and I hated it. Like, I'm not into it. They talk about economics and politics and I just don't really give a fuck about politics. Like, I care, like, I'm aware of what's going on in the world, but I'm not, like, consumed and, like, totally enthralled in what the people in the White House and all that shit. Cause I feel like it's all just hyping, like it's all mass hysteria. And I'm not, that's how they control you, you know, with fear. And I'm not with all that bullshit, that fear mongering. I'm just not. So every week it was something, it was called, like, I forgot what the fuck it was called, but it was something where we had to talk about the GDP, which is global domestic product or some shit like that. That's how not consumed in this shit I was. Like, I didn't care. But it's like, damn, I gotta go and, like, look at, compare last year's GDP to this year's GDP. And it's kind of like I was getting a little worried, like, damn, like, the world is this way. And it's, I don't even live my life like that. And then I just wasn't interested. And everything, okay, so I had this U.S. government class. So every thing that I was learning in U.S. government, it was kind of like U.S. government and philosophy at the same time, because my professor was like, he used to take it all the way back, like talking about how laws and the government came about and this and this and this. And everything that I was writing down, I was tying in a spiritual context. And it's like, girl, this is not even supposed to be spiritual. This is not even supposed to be spiritual. It's like, I don't know if it's spiritual psychosis or what, but like, why is you making U.S. government spiritual, girl? I just was not into it. So I just stopped going. Like, that's not for me. Business, it was business management. I was going for a business management degree. I'm just not into business. I don't give a fuck about business. So I don't know why. I just had to say that. But I don't know. I'm finding the plot, y'all. I'm finding the fucking plot again. And I'm living my life. I'm drinking double XL at 11:32, and I gotta go to work in the morning. It's just a lot. But we're gonna make it do what it do. We have to. We must. The show must go on. There's no other way. Like, no other fucking way. So, I started my business. I told y'all that. I'm really finna get back into it for real, because I can't keep doing this. I cannot. Like, my first week was cool. But it's like, I don't know. I don't know, y'all. I really don't. I'm so used to being in the trenches. Like, I don't even know what the fuck the suburbs is like. I'm so used to just, I don't know, get rich or die trying. But the show must go on. I know I'm about to be drunk. I'm feeling a little tipsy. But that's really all I wanted to say. Like, I don't want to make this too long. Like, all those, I just don't have nothing to say. But I wanted to at least get this out, because I do want to be consistent. Like, this is the only thing that I fucking have that is like, it feels like something. You know, this is the only thing that I haven't had to let go of, that I'm comfortable with, I love with my whole heart. And we're just going to make the best of it. I hope y'all not bored with me. But that's really all I have to offer. What do I have to say? Do I have anything nice to say? Oh, I'm starting back working out. I really want to wear less clothes, like tighter clothes, less clothes. What else I want to do that I haven't done yet? I feel like I'm 20 again. You know, like, I didn't really get to live my 20s, my early 20s, for real, because I was just hustling like a motherfucker. But I'm starting over, so I'm about to be a slut. I'm just playing. But I just want to wear less clothes, tighter clothes, and just really figure out what the fuck I got going on and what I need to be doing. But without further ado, I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Shop. No, I'm like, it's safe to shop. It's safe to shop. I know I was saying how, like, my intentions is whatever, but it really is safe to shop. Like, I'm fine with, you know, I'm finding my footing again, but it's safe to shop. So shop Voice to Source. I do have some, I have one elixir, but it's more so like, it's something that has to sit for like 6 weeks, but I'm doing 3 months. So by the time my elixirs are available, it'll be like fall, going into the fall, you know, where you'll need more of that elderberry immune boosting stuff. I'm cultivating another elixir. I won't touch on that because I need to get more. I'm starting herbalist Honestly, the crazy thing about being an herbalist is there's no herbalist, like when people say, oh, I'm a certified herbalist or this and this and this, like there's no herbalist certification. Like nothing is required to be an herbalist, but you can have, you know, like there is herbalism like training, I guess. So I got a herbalist certification, but it's not really like, you know what I mean? It's not like a nursing certification. It's just, how can I describe it? I don't know. Like if you look it up, like you don't need any like state certification to be an herbalist. So, but I do want to expand my knowledge on that. So I am getting some more information about certain things because I am an herbalist. But before I'm an herbalist, I am, y'all know everything for me is very spiritual. Like I'm a spiritual girl. So, but I'm trying to tap more into the medicinal side because I'm so deep in the spirit. But everything is, you know, it all works together. But anyway, I'm about to go. Probably I'm going to finish this cup and then go to bed because I got to get up early. But I love y'all so very much. And I'm excited to continue this journey with you guys. And I love you. Have a great one. And yeah, we gonna get through this together. I'll talk to you later. I'll talk to you next Sunday. Bye.